Our next guest was born and raised in Puerto Rico until he moved to Chicago at the age of 11, went back to Puerto Rico, graduated from college, and then came to Connecticut. He is currently running for the 5th Congressional District. This is the seat that Johanna Hayes has. And as you know, there is a field of at least, two or three others. We've had a couple of the other candidates. Who was it? Robert Hyde and David Sullivan.
Yep, that's right.
We had them on. Mm-hmm. So we figure, listen, let's get our next guest on as well. In all fairness, I think there's even one other who we'll try to get on in the next couple of weeks or so. His name is Ruben Rodriguez. Ruben, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning today. And it's a rainy day today. It should be a good day to stay home and get some soups going and some water. Listen to your radio and get things rolling.
Yes. Listen, anytime you say listen to the radio, I'm all for it, particularly morning radio, Ruben.
Oh, yes.
So where do you live right now?
Well, I live in Waterbury.
Okay.
I worked in the city of New Bern for the water department. But I've been in Waterbury for the past 20 years.
And in 2015, you were appointed by Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano to the Commission of Equity and Opportunity. You served two years there, and I know that you worked real hard in Hartford to advocate for Republican principles of opportunity and hard work.
Yes, yes, and you guys are the first one that I'm going to tell you this. I've just been endorsed by Len Fasano. So for my district, for Congress.
Well, congratulations. Look at that's quite an endorsement. Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. Len Fasano endorsed you.
Yes, yes. He just endorsed me. We're waiting for the letter to come out. And but you guys are the first one to get to know that we're being endorsed by Len Fasano.
Well, breaking news.
Joe Markley is another person that endorsed me.
Joe Markley, holy cow! You've got some impressive endorsements, and we appreciate the scoop you're giving us here this morning.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm happy that these two gentlemen have endorsed me to run, and I know in New Bern we have another couple endorsements too in New Bern. So we've been getting some endorsements from the cities. Something that we need so badly to win, and like a lot of people might think, we're going to lose the cities. Yo, we don't have to win the cities, but we need to get at least 10 to 15% of those votes to switch over to us to win the district. The math doesn't change on that.
All right, so let's break it down a little bit. What are the towns that comprise the 5th Congressional District? I know that Waterbury is one of them, Farmington, New Britain. There's several others, right?
Yeah, there's Danbury, part of Torrington, Meriden, New Britain. So there's the major cities that are the ones that decide the winning candidates in past elections.
Now, a lot of those cities, well, Danbury's kind of unique. I know that Danbury has a Republican mayor in Mark Boughton. But a lot of these cities that you mention, and I know Aaron Stewart is a Republican in New Britain, but a lot of them are lean left. They lean more and have a tendency to vote Democrat. What can you do to convince these voters in these cities that, no, in fact, it's the Republican values that are best that are going to suit their needs?
Look, first of all, Johanna Hayes cannot play the race card with me because I'm a Latino. So she won't be able to play that race card with me.
Okay. Like
she could do with other candidates. The second thing is, I've been working with these communities for so many years, and I know the needs. You know, I've been trying to tell the party. I've been trying to work with the party, not just now, but the past, to let them know that we need to get into the cities. You know, we cannot just say, you know, they always vote left. We got to forget about them. You know, we're going to concentrate in the suburbs and get more votes in the suburbs and try to kind of limit the damage, you know. But no, we're doing it wrong. We need to go to those cities and talk to these people. These people, especially the Latino community, it's conservative, with the conservative values.
Are there a lot of Latinos that are conservative?
Yes. Oh, yeah. especially the Puerto Ricans are really conservative. And let me give you an example. Look at Florida.
Yeah.
Florida, we have Rick Scott that just won in Florida. We have Marco Rubio. We have a governor that is a Republican. And Florida, it's a majority. It's between Cubans and Puerto Ricans in that state.
That's a very good point. So then why do so many in Connecticut, why do so many minorities, or in this case Latinos that you're speaking of, why do they have a tendency more to vote Democrat than Republican?
Because we're not reaching to that community. I've been reaching out to them. I've been sitting down with the pastors. We've been sitting down with leaders in the communities right now in my campaign, and we're reaching out to them. And they told me, it was like, Ruben, you're the first Republican that has come out to sit down with us and talk about the issues that we have, you know, and that's why, you know, we support you and we want you to win, you know, because. You know, I sat down with the Jewish community last past week, you know, business people, and they told me that they were, Jahana Hayes didn't even want to sit down with them and talk about how to create jobs in the district.
Uh-huh.
You know, so this is I'm not even a congressman yet, and I'm reaching out to these people.
No,
you know, I'm the first candidate.
As you should.
Since 2006, I'm the first candidate that reached out to the tax reform, American tax reform in Washington, and pledged with them for if there's any vote to raise taxes, I will be abstaining on raising taxes more that we have.
You know, being Latino yourself, and these Latino mm-hmm. constituents can identify with that. They have that in common with you. And that's fantastic. In fact, that's an advantage that you certainly have that the other candidates that you'd be facing a primary with that they don't have. However, ideologically, you need to make a connection with Latinos, not just through your ethnic race, also through your ideologies. How mm-hmm. then do you break through and say, yes, I know I'm Latino and I want your vote. You identify with me from an ethnic perspective, but put that aside for a moment, because when you go down to D.C., there's votes that actually have every bit to do with people's everyday lives. You know, how do you break through from an ideological perspective rather than a racial perspective? How do you break through to these individuals?
Look, I've been talking to them all the time, and sometimes you go to the middle, you know, you work with them, you mm-hmm. work with everybody, and that's because when you win and you become a congressman, you're working for everybody in a different way. You know, you're going to get people that might not like what you're going to vote on or something. It's a way of talking, you know, and that's the way that I'm doing it now. To get to them, and you know, there's votes that they might not like, and there's votes that they might be able to, well, you know, support me. You know, it's like anything else.
There's,
you know, that's the way that we have to work. You know, and
sure, there's two or three congressional districts that people say are winnable, are very winnable for Republicans, despite Democrats holding on to them. I think Rosa DeLauro's district, Joe Courtney's mm-hmm. district, and Johanna Hayes' district. Now, specific to you, the Johanna Hayes district, which is Congressional District 5, it's Johanna Hayes during her, this is, she'll only serve one term right now. She's in the end of her first term.
The first one. Yeah.
She's been flying under the radar a lot. You don't hear about her as much as some of the other representatives in Congress for Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Yet.
And it's real simple, because they told her already to kind of, because they know that their staff is telling her, you got to understand, this district is a little bit more conservative.
Yes.
And you think that it's AOC. You know,
well, hold on a second, Ruben. To that point, though, Ruben, she's been pretty much in lockstep with her congressional votes with AOC and Omar and some of these very far left progressives in Congress. And that's not true representation of her district, which is exactly to the point that I'm making here. So do you look at this as a winnable opportunity for you?
Oh, it's definitely a big winnable situation for us. And let me tell you more. The thing with this is that I sent when I started running for Congress, and Omar gave her gave Johanna Hayes $2,000 for her campaign.
Yeah, I remember hearing
about
this.
I sent a memo saying to her, challenging her to return that money from an anti-Semitic person like Omar, and she didn't want to do that. And you guys knew that she never. She didn't report it that time, and then she said, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to report it now. It was only a mistake that we didn't report it. Yeah, because it was already in the air that she received money from Omar. She received money from Ocasio, you know, in which I'm supported by Sheree Murray, a candidate that is running, a Jamaican that is running against Ocasio, and we kind of partnered out to help each other. You know, because if we understand, Ocasio is Latina and Johanna Hayes African-American. So Sheree is Jamaican and I'm a Latino. So we could help each other. These are the connections that we're doing to each other.
Right. You know? Well, before you get there, before you can run in the general election against Johanna Hayes, I would imagine there's a convention I hear is going to be sometime in April or May?
In May. May 14.
Okay, so and you heard the names of Robert Hyde and you heard David X. Sullivan, and I think there's is there one more too?
Yes, there's David Sullivan, Rob Hyde, and Hegan, I think his name is. They're all great candidates, but we have to look at this. Who's going to bring those votes from the cities that we need so much? You know, who has connected to that community? Who's been connecting to those communities? And that's what the district has to understand. You know, we really simple. I'm going to give you this example. We have Greenberg, and we have Linda McMahon. Linda McMahon spent almost $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
Greenberg spent almost $3 million, and we lost both races almost twice. You know, it's good to have money. It's good to get the money because we understand that she's... look at what happened with Manny Santos. He only had $50,000.
That's right.
Right? And he only lost by 30,000 votes. 30,000 votes is... And look at this. It was New Britain, he lost by 12,000. Meriden, he lost by 4,000. Waterbury, he lost by 7. Danbury lost by 4-6, you know. So you add up all those numbers, he wins.
Yeah, but like I said, though, before you get to the general, you've got to win. You got to have the endorsement. And, and I'm going to ask you the same question. I've had Robert Hyde on, and I've had David Sullivan on. I have not yet had Meehan on. We'll try to get him on in a couple of weeks. So I know that you're Latino, and you're running on being a conservative Republican Latino. And believe me, that's going to play to your advantage. I wholeheartedly believe. But what separates you, other than your ethnicity, from the other candidates for the Republican Republican 5th District? What's your platform? What can you do ideologically that's consistent with Republican values?
The biggest thing is we're working with, you know, pro-life. Pro-life is big in Latino communities that we're reaching out, and African-Americans is a big things that we're working. You know, I'm a Second Amendment conservative guy. So, you know, we're working in those platforms to get the message out there. You know, we've seen the destruction and two things that I want to work really hard. It's small businesses and veterans. Veterans, my son is in the Army. I have my family's in the Army, and different, part of the, so they, I have veterans and everything, and we need to, get more close to them and.
Yeah. Could completely agree. In small businesses.
Small businesses, because I co-own a bakery in Waterbury, Bread from Heaven. It's a Puerto Rican bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we've seen the damage that Connecticut has result in losing businesses, especially the small businesses.
Well, a lot of that is on the state level and some of these things that are going on at the Capitol where it just blocks any progress that the nation's has been able to make is not being translated here in the state of Connecticut all too well. Listen, I'm running out of time. I got to let you go.
Yeah.
I would love to get, you know what I like to do sometime in April? We got to get Ryan Meehan on. We got to get him on maybe a couple of weeks. And then sometime maybe the end, middle to, or to end of April is to have you and David Sullivan and Ryan Meehan and Robert Hyde, all of you come into the station live so we can do a debate. A lot of our listeners live in central Connecticut and you would be their congressman, their representative in Washington. So maybe I could ask a few questions and maybe bring our good buddy Len Bestoff from NBC Connecticut here. He said he'd like to take participate in this and maybe even take some phone calls from some of our listeners. I would love to get all of you on at the same time and have a friendly but yet spirited debate sometime in April.
Oh, yeah. We have a great people running in the fifth and, you know, and they're all, I met them all. They're great people.
Yeah, they are.
So we have a chance now that we have to take the advantage of winning, you know, because if we lose it now, we'll lose it for another 20, 30 years.
Yeah. Thanks so much for being with us, Ruben Rodriguez, and good luck to you on the campaign trail.
Thank
we'll talk to you soon.
It. God bless you guys.
God bless you.